Joe Biden offers residency to 100,000 Ukrainian migrants. By Neil Munro on March 24, 2022. President Joe Biden is opening the nation's doors to 100,000 Ukrainian migrants and refugees, alongside the massive inflow through other illegal and legal routes. The New York Times reported March 23. But President Biden, who is in Brussels for three back-to-back summits with allies, is expected to announce that the administration will accept 100,000 refugees who want to come to America. It is not clear what legal path those refugees will take. Officials said some might be welcomed under the United States' formal refugee program. Others may be given visas or be granted humanitarian parole, a form of entry often given to people fleeing violence or war in countries around the world. A senior administration official said special efforts were being made to expand and develop new programs with a focus on welcoming Ukrainians who have family members in the United States. NBC reported March 22. The plan would allow vulnerable Ukrainians, specifically activists, journalists and those who are part of the LGBTQ community, to safely enter the U.S. at least temporarily. It would also expedite the reunification of Ukrainians with U.S.-based family members, the sources said. Officials are inviting the Ukraine migrants even as they are also urging other Ukraine people to stay and fight Russia. The 100,000 number will likely increase if the war continues and will rise again as the first 100,000 bring in more family members. The news comes as Biden's deputies continue to let many economic migrants across the United States' southern border. In 2021, his deputies allowed at least 1 million economic migrants across the border. The southern inflow is accompanied by a rising inflow of visa workers and legal immigrants. Experts predict an immigrant inflow of 2 million people in 2022, even as almost 4 million young Americans begin looking for work. Overall, the federal government's policy of extracting workers, consumers, and renters from other countries tends to reduce Americans' wages and raise their rents. This shift moves wealth from working Americans towards investors, from heartland states to the coasts, from young people to retirees. This shift helps to explain why almost 20 million American men have been pushed out of the workforce and are not even looking for jobs. Biden's decision will get him plaudits from the left and will likely not generate much opposition from swing voters. A March 13th to 14th survey of 1,000 likely voters by Rasmussen Reports reported that 45% of all voters strongly support President Joe Biden's statement that the United States will welcome Ukrainian refugees with open arms. But that welcome in principle for Ukrainian refugees loses much support when Americans are asked if the refugees should be allowed to stay in the United States, presumably to compete for jobs, homes, university slots, and other resources. Just 25% of the likely voters said more than 100,000 Ukrainians should be granted permanent residency in the United States. Only 11% said 50,000 to 100,000 should be allowed to stay. 16% said 10,000 to 50,000 should be allowed to stay. And 17% said less than 10,000 should be welcomed. The most popular response was not sure, which received 31% support. Among liberals, just 33% favor the permanent resettlement of more than 100,000 refugees.